Through my eyes, I saw a blank canvas each day. A new day gave me a chance to reinvent myself, to reveal why I'm me. It didn't matter if anyone heard or said anything, which in my case, very few people ever did. I wanted to follow my dreams clear across the sky, up and away, soothing my emptiness. The place where no one could reach. I found the opposite sex intriguing. They liked me. Someone liked me. So I thought. Truth is, they liked my curves, my backside, my large breasts. I had innocence written all over my face. I was fresh meat, waiting to be put on the grill, in a rush, with no tender care, no love at all, only to crush my self-esteem by testing the waters in the still of the night. This was my reality. My hopes were shattered by rejection. I wasn't enough. Pretty began to hurt. Pretty became so ugly to me. So I stopped feeling pretty. How can I find my way? Who am I? Who do I want to be? Who do I want to look like? Would my intellect bring me the finest catch? Or a terrible mismatch? Alas, the offer to be one. The marriage offer, that is. It was actually a time sealed with questions, fear, doubt, anxiety, and the will to erase my painful past. Marriage seemed to be the answer. Or was it? Year one barely yielded a smile, along with the stress of teenage parenting and newlywed hopes and fears. Did we do the right thing? If only I had an answer. Maybe the pain to come would be more bearable.